With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome, dear listener, to this week's EvoStick Extra. My name is Ben Hughes, and coming up in this week's show, we'll be previewing this weekend's big, big FA Cup ties with the Andrew Simpson. And we'll be talking FA Cup upsets with the managers at Lancaster City, AFC Rushden and Diamonds, Lincoln United and Hyde United. All of that and a little bit more on this week's EvoStick Extra. So welcome everyone to this week's EvoStick Extra. Coming up in a second or two, well, I say a second or two, it depends how much James has got to say. But in a moment or two, we're going to be joined by Andrew Simpson to preview this weekend's fixtures in the FA Cup. And we've got loads of interviews coming up as well with those teams in the FA Cup who sniff an upset. So stick around. We've got some interviews and an FA Cup preview coming up in a second or two. But joining us now to review last weekend's results in the EvoStick NPL Premier Division, we're now joined by the welcome return of birthday boy James Hayes. Yay!
Hooray.
Happy birthday. happy birthday, James.
Thank you very much, Ben. Well to everyone.
What did you get? Anything nice?
A day off work.
A day off work. Well done. So welcome to EvoStick Extra this week. And Blythe Spartans have now, they've gone to top spot. Quite convincingly, we're a 5-0 win on Saturday against Sutton Coldfield, and then a 1-0 win against Marine midweek. So Blythe Spartans now out in front.
Yeah, obviously they've picked up from where they've been going for the last couple of weeks. Again, this is their season to have a proper go at it. And looking at what's happened in the last couple of weeks as well, they've got the opportunity now to absolutely romp away with it. The next couple of games, it's going to decide. And obviously, they've got the FA Cup on Saturday, which is a bit harder task than normal. But even then, the next couple of games, you can see them easily picking up 6, 9, 12 points quite easily. So it's down to Blythe again to prove they can maintain it over the season. But this is a fantastic opportunity for them to do so now.
It's a fantastic start. It's only September, so not too early to do the James Hayes slip up there.
Yeah.
It is early days for Blythe. But 1,000 people through the turnstiles, over 1,000 people through the turnstiles at Croft Park over this past week. So there's a bit of momentum there, I feel,
there is.
Now at Blythe. Buxton are still in second spot. Decent result over the weekend, 0-0 against Barwell at Silverlands. That's a good result, that, against a team who many teams will come a crapper this season.
Yeah, Barwell have been looking fantastic. Again, everyone was seeing teams that could struggle this year, but again, fantastically performing well, and it seems to be getting the away form more than at home at the moment. Buxton, again, what we've been saying for the last couple of years, are finally coming to fruition. And in an open league like this, again, an opportunity for them just to start really going down for it. They're scoring goals. They're not necessarily losing games as such. I mean, obviously, they've only lost a one away game.
Ashton United, they're in third spot at the moment. And Ashton United had a good weekend. They beat Stafford Rangers at Marsden Road by 3-1. 577. They've had the management team leave. They've had a few big names leave the club as well to join the management at Stalybridge Celtic. But it doesn't seem to have affected Ashton.
No. Obviously, they did a bit of a rebuilding job just before the management team had left. And also, there's agreement now that no other players can leave Ashton to go to Stalybridge without at least a 7 days' notice or a transfer fee. So naturally, then, there's a bit more stability there. And obviously, if two young managers just literally started coaching. Now, one of them, the world-famous Jodie Bannon, as everyone in the NPL will know. So they both know what this level is about, but obviously, for a great start for them.
It's 4 points from a possible 6 for Whitby Town this week as well. Whitby Town 1, Michelover Sports 1. I'm going to suggest that's a good result, that, because Michelover Sports have been doing really well. An even better result, though, happened on a Tuesday evening in front of 242 supporters there in North Yorkshire. Whitby Town 2, Ilkeston 1. Ilkeston,
obviously, yeah, they're still 4 games behind everyone at the moment, which is unfathomable, but obviously this is one of the first games they had the opportunity to catch up with since what happened in last month. But again, the point from 3 games isn't necessarily what people were expecting of them, but again, it's still early days. It's going to be the middle of next month before we can see them back at full force.
And just to say as well, that for Ilkeston, on Saturday, 4-1, getting beat against Warrington Town. A good result, that, for Warrington, but it's not been the best of weeks for, for Ilkeston. But as you said, it does feel a bit like their pre-season at the moment, and they're still trying to find their feet, aren't they, I suppose?
Exactly.
Good crowd, though, there at Cantilever Park, 333 for that one. And right, so moving along, where are we up to? Hensford Town. Hensford Town are now in the playoff spots. It's only 7 games in, by the way, we should say. They're in the playoff spots now. They've done that by beating Frickle Athletic by 4-0. In front of 401 supporters there at Keys Park. That's eye-watering and a good result that for Hensford.
Again, a team that will be pushing Blythe towards the end of the season.
So, Spennymoor have made a bit of a move as well. They're in sixth position now. They've done that by, putting Rush Olympic to the sword by 5-1 away from home, including a hat-trick for Glenn Taylor. Superb result that for Spennymoor. Spennymoor are now a point off the playoff positions, with a game in hand, James.
Yeah, fantastic win that for Spennymoor. One of the teams, again, they would have had to, I mean, you've got to beat every team in the league, don't get me wrong, to have a good chance at the playoffs. But a fantastic result there for them, proving that they've adapted to this division and they're ready to give it a proper good go.
Marine, we mentioned the midweek Blythe Spartan result. That, to be fair, nothing to be disappointed about, really. No. Going up to Croft Park and get beat 1-0, that could be a good, deemed as a good result by some clubs. Marine, though, they are pushing the top end of the table. They're now in seventh position. On Saturday, before that 1-0 defeat, they did beat Colville Town by 4-2 in front of 304 supporters there at the Aviva Stadium. That's Marine, a decent week for them, considering a midweek trip to Blythe they had to contend with as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that they need to do after the start that they had. And then it just seems to have gone on that little bit of a blip where they've just had draws and the defeats of Buxton as well. So the COVID was, it was nice and refreshing for him, especially with what's happened the last couple of years too.
Rush Olympic there in 8th, Warrington Town in 9th. We mentioned Michelover Sports' draw with Whitby. Barwell are in 11th. Stourbridge are in 12th. Stourbridge this past week wasn't the best of results on Saturday, was it? Getting beat 3-1 at Causeway Lane, 3-1 there. A good result for Matlock Town, proving that they've got a bit about them this season. They're up to 13th now. But a disappointing result that for Stourbridge.
Yeah, I mean, after the good run they've been on, especially after the start they had as well, this is where, again, form starts to start playing a little bit more into the effects at this moment in time. So 3 wins, 3 losses. Most teams would be happy with that, but for a team like Stourbridge, who, again, after what they did last season and the FA Cup run, Stourbridge are hiding something there. You never know. Let's just see them in the next couple of weeks again before I can make a full judgment of what's going to happen.
Now, there's a bit of a gap opening up. Now, listener, we know it's the middle of September. We know there's only been 6 or 7 games played, and in Ilkeston's case, 4. We know, it's early days, but there is a gap opening up now between the league and the bottom 4. Just highlighting it, it's not been helped by this result here. Skelmersdale United beating Corby Town by 1-0. Corby, appears to me, are struggling at the moment, not to necessarily get points, but to score goals, it would appear. It's proving to be a bit of a problem.
Yeah, I really do struggle to see how Corby started the way they have, because they're a good performing team. I know they've had a change of management this week as well, so hopefully that just stabilises them a little bit as well, because they're a team I think that can play fantastic football.
And the thing to say is about Corby Town at the moment, it's played 6, scored 1, conceded 4. They're hardly whipping boys either. They've obviously got a very good defence there. It's just maybe they're just finding the feet. Elsewhere down that neck of the woods, in the table-wise anyway, Hales Owen Town have opened that gap out to 4 points now. They're in 20th position. They've opened that gap out by beating Workington Town by 3-2 in front of 421 supporters there. So a good result that for Hales Owen.
Yeah, again, something that they needed to do just to stabilise themselves. Again, I thought they'd be more mid-table. But again, only for 7-8 games, a lot can still change at the moment.
Again, another cracking attendance on Saturday afternoon in the MPL. Who needs Darlington and Salford to bring in the crowds? Doing quite well this season so far. Just to finish off Saturday's results, we'll just mention this one here. Performance of the afternoon I'm going to give to Sean Cook at Nantwich Town. Grantham Town 0, Nantwich Town 4. Sean Cook there with a first-half hat-trick. Theo Stair finishing the goal scoring off for Nantwich Town. A good result for Nantwich and proving it takes them up to 14th. I think that's the result Nantwich Town needed, just to say we are still Nantwich of last season.
Yeah, I'm struggling to see why they're down there at this moment in time. But again, just that relaxation to get them back into form.
And lastly, for this week's results, we do have to mention this one here. Congratulations to Frickley Athletic getting their first point of the season on Tuesday night. Frickley Athletic 2, Workington 2, and a last minute, 90th minute equaliser from Macaulay Parkinson for Frickley after Workington took the lead on the 81st minute. An epic ending to that game. We should say apologies. We were meant to be at that game this week, but I've been a bit poorer. As you might hear in my voice, I'm a bit. My daughter's gone to nursery this week, and for the first time, and she's come back with bugs, James.
Very nice.
With bugs, and I've got bugs too now, and I feel really terrible and really ill. But Evo Sick Extra must carry on. But yeah, I'm gutted that I didn't go to that game. A cracking result that for Frickley Athletic. Well played and off the mark now. And that concludes last weekend's results in the EvoStick NPL Premier Division. James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group, thanks for joining us this week. Happy birthday. If people would like to send you birthday wishes, where's the best place to go and post things?
At facebook.com/groups/ the NPL, or on Twitter at the NPL group or at TGOT, whichever you want.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, James, and
thank you again, Ben.
We'll speak to you next week. Just before we move on to the FA Cup, just to mention the Bland League one more time, and there's some matches this weekend. Corby Town hosting Buxton, Frickley Athletic hosting Stafford Rangers, Grantham Town against Warrington Town, and Hensford Town against Ashton United in actually boom, bang, a bang territory for that one. Game of the day in the league. But the league in September, no one cares. No one cares at all. It's all about the FA Cup. And joining me now to bask in the glory that is the FA Cup, I'm now joined by Andrew Simpson from the Mid Cheshire Guardian. Hello, Andy. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all good. That isn't true, is it? You're ill. I'm ill. It's like the germ factory. But, you know, we're here and we're doing a fixture preview for the FA Cup. Coming up, we've got interviews with Hyde United, AFC Russian Diamonds, Lincoln United and Lancaster City, all coming up in the next half an hour or so. But before we get to those potential cup upsets, just one that we're not covering this week properly, Witten Albion against Stalybridge Celtic. We had Carl on last week, so we're not going to overdo it. We don't want to jinx them. But Witten Albion, they're hosting Stalybridge Celtic. Can there be an upset here?
They definitely think so. They're feeling good going into this game. Obviously beat a higher ranked team in the form of Bucks in the last round, as you alluded to after speaking to Carl last week. I mean, Witten had won every game before going to Romulus last weekend, where they drew 1-1. But like Albion, Romulus had a great start to the season. So I think both teams, and I spoke to Carl since, he was pretty happy with a point there. It keeps Witten at the top of the table. So they're going into this weekend still unbeaten, still full of confidence. They're also getting a couple of players back that were missing last weekend in the form of Paul Williams and Brad Barres, so they'll be stronger than they were going down to Romulus. Stalybridge, we know about a change of management team. The guys from Ashton United have gone in there. It's too early to kind of tell how they're going to shape up with those guys going in. I know that Witten went and had a little look at Stalybridge last Tuesday when they did actually. They picked up 3 points by beating Gainsborough. But then have lost twice in the league. So it's obviously going to be take a little bit of time for Steve Holford to get Paul Phillips to kind of get their act together at Stalybridge. So for Witten, it's probably a great time to be playing Stalybridge, although Stalybridge will probably say it'll be nice to have a rest from the league and play a game without any pressure.
And Division 1 South, if I could say this season the FA Cup are really pulling off some results, I have to say. And Witten Albion in the last round did an excellent job. And there's potentially, and I've got Roy Sully in my head saying, well, form is form, Ben. And, you know, Stalybridge Celtic, they had the new managers and then the form picked up. But it was only for a couple of games or so. And then it's back to as you were, really. And I don't know. I don't want to. Throughout this show, I'm going to say the same thing. I don't want to jinx it for you. and I don't want to jinx it for Witten, but...
No, I think, I mean, first and foremost for Witten on Saturday, they want to avoid a repeat of their performance in the second qualifying round last season. They reached this stage last season, they drew...
Who did they play? I can't remember who they played.
Indeed, they drew a National League 4 team and just didn't turn up. It was a really disappointing afternoon. And in fact,
They were outplayed, really.
They were completely outplayed. But the manner of their defeat, I think it was actually the beginning of the end for their then manager, Scott Dundas. He left later the same week. So, first and foremost, they just want to give a good account of themselves and or a much better one than they gave against FC United last season. So, if they do that, then let's see what happens. I mean, the home draw against a team that's struggling in a league above it, I don't think Carl could have asked for any more than that, really. So, he'll be really looking forward to it.
Now, because we don't have researchers here on the Evo Stick Extra, I've decided that what I'm going to do now is just go through this list alphabetically, and that way it's fairer, you see. So
also the way I prepared, so that's good.
Oh, that's good too. There is an all Evo Stick NPL Premier Division match taking place in the second round qualifier, beginning with the letter B, Barwell against Ilkeston. This is a big match, this, I feel, for Ilkeston. The league form isn't really picking up at the moment. Only played four games, admittedly.
Yeah.
But it feels like they're in the middle of pre-season now, essentially, and they need to start getting the results. And this is a good opportunity. It's a simple one, an away trip to Barwell.
Yes, I sense the sarcasm there. I mean, and also there's reason to kind of be a little bit pessimistic. I had a little look this morning, and since Barwell were promoted to the Premier Division, Ilkeston have never won there. So it's, the omens aren't great. Barwell had a really good cup run last season as well. They got to the first round, which was their best ever run, and have had an okay start to the season, sitting nicely in mid-table. So I think they're definitely favourites going into it. And you're right, Ilkeston appear to be paying for the fact that they had to wait to start their season, still waiting for their first league win. And I think it's a tough ask for them on Saturday. If they get a replay, that's a good result.
Now, obviously, on this week's show, we've got a lot of interviews with Division 1 sides playing National League opposition, essentially. But this next game, I think, would it be an upset? I don't know. Bishop Auckland are hosting Trafford. That's a tough trip, that, for Trafford. If Trafford take that to a replay or get a win, that's a hell of a result for Trafford, isn't it?
I think it would be an upset if Trafford won on Saturday at Bishop Auckland, as you allude to. And Bishop Auckland have had a great run already this season. In the three games, they've scored 13 goals. So they'll go into it feeling that they can take another scalp here and go through. Trafford, a little bit of an incentive for them. Their best run in the FA Cup is to the third qualifying round, so they can match that if they do knock out Bishop Auckland. But I think you're right, I think it's a real tough ask for them. And Bishop Auckland have already knocked out a Division 1 North team this season. They hammered Ossett Albion in the last round as well, so they know they can beat a team from that division.
Now, one side who I think are toying with the idea of a cup run at the moment, they're thinking about it and going, should we do that? Should we go for it? It's certainly Blyth Spartans. Now, Blyth Spartans in the league have been superb in the last month. Yeah. And this is tie of the round, I'm going to suggest. Blyth Spartans against Morpeth Town. This is arguably the best side in the Northern Premier League playing the FA Vars holders. This is a big game.
It's a really big game. The local interest attached to it as well. I mean, we saw a couple of seasons ago when Blyth had that great run, how it interfered with their league form. And you're right, you wonder kind of, obviously they'll want to get through, it goes without saying, but it did become a distraction. Now, they could use that experience and manage that better this time around, but they've got such a great start in the league, they'll want to keep that momentum going as long as possible. It is a big ask for Morpeth, who, yes, did win the FA Vars last season, but their FA Cup record's not that great. They've not reached the third qualifying round since the turn of the century. But they did have a great win against Colwyn Bay in the last round, so I've picked up a good win in this season's edition. But I think they'd fancy their chances more if they were at home. Blyth's home record this season is frightening. They're averaging three goals a game, so they're obviously favourites. But yeah, I agree with you. I think it's one I put a little star next to when I was going through the fixtures this morning. Definitely one to look out for.
Certainly, if the BBC fancy doing any weird mobile phone stuff, that's the game to do it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. Right, this weekend, Rugby Town are travelling to Brackley Town. Both clubs don't sell pies, incidentally, at their kiosks. So
Pieless Derby.
Pieless Derby. That's good name. Yeah, Pieless Derby. Brackley Town have had a good start to the season. Rugby Town always won for a shock or two, we have to say, and they've got the capability.
Yeah, and they beat Corby in the last round, so they've already beaten a higher-ranked opponent in this season's run. They'd probably be a little bit unhappy with the start of the season they've had in the league. They've only won one of the first five league games. They would have expected to have done a little bit better than that. Brackley definitely favourites, like you say, have had a good start to the season, but they have lost twice at home already this season, and that includes a 2-0 defeat against Worcester on Tuesday. So they're feeling a little bit fragile. If rugby can take the lead, it might be interesting.
Now, it's an all Division 1 South affair at Chasetown. Chasetown are hosting Bedworth United. Bedworth United, the results, they've just done the results. Did they do well in the last round? I can't remember. Who did they play? It was like Coventry United, wasn't it?
They were expected to get through and did.
Quietly getting on with the business, Bedworth United. Chasetown obviously had an epic result in the last round. This one's going to be tough, though, for Bedworth, I'm going to suggest.
It will, but they can be a little bit encouraged by the fact Chasetown haven't won a home game yet. So very early in the season. It's not like they played in buckets of home games, but they haven't won at home yet, and they lost to Shore Lane and drew with Belton. So that's a little bit of an incentive. They're pretty much in the league table, only a couple of places between this. It's quite a difficult one to, I think, will be quite close, this one.
Colville Town, they're hosting AFC Mansfield, and not to jinx it, but should be all right, Colville, in this one.
Should be okay.
Last round result, yes.
Yeah, definitely. Beat Redditch in the last round, unbeaten at home this season, adapting nicely to the Premier Division after being promoted. AFC Mansfield, this is only the second ever year they've been in the FA Cup, obviously a recently formed club. They did beat a Step 3 team in the last round, though. They beat Stratford Town, so there's just a little bit of a warning for Colville, but I think they'll be okay.
Now, next interview comes from this particular fixture here, Concord Rangers against AFC Rushden and Diamonds. I caught up with Andy Peakes later today. So, a big fixture this one, and whisper it quietly, but I think a chance for an upset here. It's Concord Rangers against AFC Rushden and Diamonds of Division 1 South. And joining me now from Rushden and Diamonds, it's the manager, it's Andy Peakes. Hello, Andy, how are you?
Hi there, yeah, I'm good, thank you.
I did whisper it quietly, but this is a big game, this, and it could be a significant one for Rushden and Diamonds in the FA Cup this season.
I think a lot of people are saying we've got a chance. I'm realistic after playing at good levels for a long while and managing at good levels. I know with the FA Cup, anything can happen. So, yeah, we have got a chance. However, I'm also mindful of the fact they are two levels higher. And for me, if they play to their capabilities, they should beat us.
What are you expecting from Concord? I mean, your FA Cup this season, you've had the first game was a bit of a baptism of fire, really, a very high scoring affair. The second one, a bit more, it's just a 2-0 against Hornchurch. What are you expecting from the FA Cup this season?
Yeah, no, we were fortunate. We had a really good run last year and got to like the fourth qualifying round. So we enjoyed it last year and the year before. This year, so the first game was against Silby, who was a bit similar to this situation. They were a lower level than us. We were on the run of two defeats at the start of the season, so it was a little bit of a tense one, and it was a real tough afternoon, so we're delighted to get through that. The second game against Hornchurch, we were fortunate enough to be at home, again against a decent team. We played well. They were at air level, so anything could happen. This time we're the underdogs, so to speak, so it's quite a nice game for us to have, because with us being Richmond Diamonds or AFC Richmond Diamonds, everyone wants to beat us still because of the old club, the Phoenix Club. But you know, we get a lot of pressure put on us week in, week out. So for me, it's nice to go into a game where there's little, perhaps not as much pressure. But obviously, due to the fact Concord have not had the start they want to have on paper, as you've said, people are thinking, oh, we could do it. But I went and watched them Tuesday night, and they're a strong team. They've played some good teams in at a good level. They should have won the other night against Wealdstone, one of my former clubs, hence why I went, really. And yeah, we're going to have to be at our very best, I know that, to get a result. But hey, it's the FA Cup, so why not?
And I'm not going to jinx it any further when it comes to the FA Cup. But just a quick mention for the league form. It was a bit of a slowish start, but you found your feet. How difficult has the transition been from the Southern League to the Northern Premier? How difficult has it been, a transition?
I don't think the change of league's been any difference whatsoever. Obviously, we had the headache the hangover of losing in the finals last year, the playoff final, St Ives. That was always going to be a tough one to swallow. We lost four or five key players in the summer because they all moved on to higher level teams, you know, which you wish them well. So it meant we've had to do quite a bit of rebuilding, to be quite honest with you. So it was always going to be, I always felt we'd get stronger as the season goes on. So the first couple of games were tough. You know, we went to Newcastle first game and it was pretty even, Steve, and I felt we probably deserved to win it and we didn't. Then we played Chasetown. In fairness to Chasetown, they were a really good team on the night, as good as any team we played last season, and deserved to beat us. But, you know, however the manner, you're on the back of two defeats, and, you know, people start to panic a little bit and a bit of negativity. We've been going 4 or 5 years. We've been fortunate to win a lot of football matches, and the expectation is there. So that put doubts in people's minds. So we then got on a run, and we've played some good stuff today, involved in a cracking game of football Saturday against Gresley, where it gets a good team. You know, it was great for the advertisement for the league, to be honest. So I don't think, coming back to your question, there's a massive, you know, the league change has not been a massive problem. I think there's some great clubs in the Northern one. Some I've been fortunate enough to play against myself, and looking forward to going back. Some good established clubs. And it looks like being a really competitive league with some nice grounds, and looking forward to it, to be honest.
Absolutely. I mean, Division 1 South this season is silly with the amount of clubs in there who are high-calibre, high-quality clubs. And that leads me to my final point. We spoke to Carl McCauley last week from Witton Albion, and obviously they were in Division 1 North last season, switched to Division 1 South, and they had to basically transform the squad a bit because the players they used to rely on from the Manchester-Liverpool area didn't want to travel south. Now you're at the other end of the extreme. Have you had a similar problem trying to find players who are willing to play a bit further north on their Saturdays and midweeks?
Yeah, again, it's a transition for us because, like you said, last year I was probably looking for people who might have been living south of Rushden or south of Northampton, because that's the way we're going every Saturday down the M25, so it made it a bit easier. Whereas this year, you know, people who are living in the Coventry area is probably a good shout for me because we're going that way. So it's a little bit different. A lot of my players are Northampton based, the same as myself, so it's on the M1. It's not a massive whammy either way, really. And the standard of football's been pretty good. You know, people said, oh, you go more northern, it'll be more physical. Is it? Not particularly. I don't think we've played some good football in teams, to be honest. And so far, so good. You know, it's always nice we win a couple of games, but I've enjoyed it. And I think as a club, we'll get stronger as the season goes on and hopefully do well, if not certainly be in a better position this time next season to know the league, although I said that last year and then we're not in that league now, so who knows, mate? I don't know.
Well, the Pies are better in this league anyway, so that's you're already one step ahead.
That's not a bad thing, is it?
Exactly. Well, Andy Peakes, I won't keep you much longer. Thank you for coming on the show. On behalf of the listeners, we wish you the best of luck this coming Saturday. We all hope you win, and we'll probably hear from you in the next round, if that's okay.
That's not a problem. You can ring me anytime. I always like to speak, and we'll certainly give it our best shot, and it's been nice to speak to you.
Andy Peakes there from AFC Rushden and Diamonds in the future. Right, so I interviewed Andy there in the back of my mind, knowing that Concord Rangers aren't doing necessarily very well in the National League South, and AFC Rushden Diamonds here have got a really good opportunity to start making waves in the FA Cup.
I think they've got a great opportunity. I mean, they made waves last season. They just fell short of the first round. But yeah, they've had a good start to the season in a new division in Division 1 South. And you're right, they're playing against a team that's had a horrendous start to the season. Concord are bottom of National League South. They've lost 7 of their first 11 league games. And in the same way we were talking about Witten hosting a struggling Step 2 side, obviously AFC Rushden Diamonds are on the road to Concord, but they must really fancy their chances of causing an upset. If you're going down the list and looking at which Northern Premier League teams might poke somebody in the eye, this is definitely one to look for the result for on Saturday. I think they've got a great chance of getting through.
There's an old Division 1 South affair taking place on Saturday. Gresley against Stamford. Gresley have had a good start to the season. Stamford have had an okay start to the season. What do you think?
I think Stamford might argue they've not had an okay start to the season. They're only third bottom in the table. They do expect to be doing a lot better than what they are.
So, with the cut run, though, it's only four games.
Yeah, definitely. And I think they will probably welcome, with other teams, welcome the slight distraction of playing in the FA Cup this weekend. Gresley have had a great start, unbeaten in the league, but they haven't won any of their home games yet. So again, it's like Chasetown, Stamford will look at that and go, maybe we can do something there. So let's see. Stamford, yeah, you say, I've done all right in the FA Cup, but they'll look to carry that on.
Hales Owen, we mentioned Hales Owen in last month's MPL show, obviously, and Hales Owen, they are fifth from bottom in the league at the moment in the Premier Division, but they've had a couple of good results of late, and this weekend they're hosting Belper Town. Based on league form, I fancy Belper Town to fancy a bit of an upset there, but based on last weekend's result at the Grove, I don't know now.
Yeah, indeed. I agree with you. It's another one I had a little mark next to of where a lower ranked team may get through. Belper had a great win against Hensford in the last round as well, and that was away from home. So they will look at that and go, well, we can do this, definitely. And their away form generally has been much better this season. They've won both FA Cup ties away from home and are unbeaten in three league games away from home. So I think they've got a great chance of upsetting Halesowen this weekend.
We've got Handsworth Parrymore against Burscough. This is tough for Burscough, isn't it?
It's really tough, and they're finding it difficult to adjust to a new reality there this season. It's basically the manager's had to build the team from scratch after most of last season's side, which of course got to the playoffs. Don't forget, left over the summer, so there's a huge rebuild going on, and understandably they've had a slowish start in the league, still looking for their first league win. They have they've done all right in the FA Cup though, so they've beaten two Step 5 teams. Already scored 8 goals in the 2 games. They're playing another Step 5 team at the weekend, so that they can be encouraged by that. But it's going to be difficult. Handsworth are doing well in the Northern Counties League, so I think that'll be tight. If Burscough can get a replay, they'll then fancy getting through.
Now, the Slayers of Stafford Rangers Kids Grove Athletic are playing this weekend, and they're hosting Matlock Town. Matlock Town had a good result at the weekend. It could go either way. This I wouldn't bet against Kidsgrove, you know.
Definitely not. I mean, if this game was a fortnight ago, Matlock would have been big favourites. Kidsgrove had a slow start. Obviously, they've had a managerial change, as we've discussed in previous editions of the podcast. But in the last 10 days or so, Kidsgrove really seemed to have turned a corner. It started with a really good derby draw against Leek in the league, and they kicked on from there. Like you say, knocked Stafford Rangers out, and then they battered Chasetown last weekend. So, seem to be responding well to that managerial change. Matlock are doing what Matlock do, about halfway in the Premier Division, but they need to be really careful this weekend. I think Kidsgrove will be licking their lips and fancying getting through again by knocking out another higher-ranked team.
Heading to the capital of Lancashire on Saturday, there's going to be a big crowd heading to the Giant Axe. It's Lancaster City against Darlington. I spoke to Phil Brown on this week's show, and here's Phil Brown, the manager at Lancaster City, what he had to say on this particular fixture. So, a very big game happening this weekend in Lancashire, Lancaster City against Darlington. And joining me now to discuss this fixture more in depth now, we're joined by the manager at Lancaster City, it's Phil Brown. Hello, Phil, how are you?
How you doing, Ben? You okay?
I'm all good. So, a very big crowd expected at the Giant Axe on Saturday. This is a really big game for the club, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, the FA Cup brings much needed revenue to clubs like ourselves, and we're really looking forward to Saturday. I think we've got a really good draw, getting a home tie against a team that has got such a decent following, or a big following. So it's a bit of a win-win, really, in terms of finances, certainly. Hopefully we'll get a decent crowd. I'm sure Darlington fans will come and support the team, as I know our fans will come out to support us. So we're looking forward to the game. It'll be a really good spectacle, hopefully.
Now, on paper, I support FC United, so I've seen Darlington first hand this season. They're up at the top end of the National League North. They're a very physical side, but a very fast-passing side. They can change the game, the way they play, no problem at all, and change the tactics. They're very versatile. On paper, it looks to me like a really tough game for Lancaster City. But as I said there, I am an FC United fan, and I know what Lancaster City can do in the FA Cup.
Yeah, you remember that, do you?
I do, yeah, very, very much so.
That's a long time. It was a few years ago, that, wasn't it, at Gig Lane? Yeah. I think Lee Dodgson scored that day.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, right, sorry. Yeah, listen, you're spot on. They're a team that puts you under a lot of pressure. They move the ball quickly, they support the ball quickly, and they are very versatile. They change shape two or three times in a game, so you know, listen, it's going to be a really tough game for us. We're not kidding ourselves. We're going to have to be at the top of our game. We're going to have to be focused. We're going to have to be really, really disciplined in terms of our game plan and sort of like individual roles and responsibilities. But it's a game, hopefully, my players will enjoy and they'll relish and you know, they'll do themselves proud.
And you've actually done really well in the FA Cup so far this season. You're not had too many bad results. The preliminary round, 5-1 against West Auckland, that's no mean feat, away from home as well. And then the 3-0 win against Brighouse, and Brighouse have had a decent start to the season too. So there is fight in this Lancaster City side, and what would getting through to the next round of the FA Cup and having a good cup run for Lancaster mean?
well, it mean a lot. I mean, the West Auckland game was a powerful performance by us. You know, we played really well against West Auckland, and then we went on to Brighouls, and it was a real professional performance. You know, it was very similar to the West Auckland performance, but there was a bit more quality in there, and it was pleasing to get three goals and keep a clean sheet. It's a big game for us. It would mean a lot getting through. You know, I've talked about the finance, but just, you know, in terms of your season, it keeps momentum going. Winning games is good, obviously, whether it's league or cup. It puts us in the hat for the next round. So, we've got a massive challenge ahead of us. You know, it's a difficult task, but it's one that we're relishing. Hopefully, you know, we can do ourselves justice and get through.
And just a quick mention for the league just before we go, Phil. With Lancaster City last season had a torrid start, we have to be honest, but then gradually through the season, nearly so close getting to the playoffs at the end of the season. What's been your target this season in the league for where Lancaster City should be at the end of the season?
Well, I did say, I've gone on record as saying I want to try and obviously better last season. We finished sixth last season. I think about 10 or 11 points outside the playoffs. So I don't really want to finish sixth again, I'll be honest. I'd rather finish in the top five. But, you know, doing better than last season is our target, really. You know, can we get in the playoffs? Can we have a decent cup run? You know, can we, you know, build on the foundation that we led last year? We've had a bit of a turnover of players. You know, some players have moved on to the higher standard, but we brought some lads in and they're settling in nicely, and I'm sure that as the season goes along that we'll get better and better and we'll grow into it. We've had a few good results recently, and we're looking to keep the momentum going, and you know, that starts Saturday.
Well, Phil, thank you for joining us on Evo Stick Extra. As Phil alluded to, it's a very big game there. If you're in the Lancaster area, head over to the Giant Axe on Saturday. Big game against Darlington in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. Cheer on Lancaster City in that one. And Phil Brown, manager at Lancaster City, on behalf of all the listeners of Evo Stick Extra, wish you all the best of luck, and we sincerely hope you win.
Thank you very much, Ben. Thank you.
So, Lancaster City against Darlington. Of all the matches involving, well, apart from my beloved FC United, of course, National League North opposition against the Evo Stick opposition, I think this one's the toughest for the Evo Stick side. It's going to be very, very difficult, this, for Lancaster.
I think so. They've had, I think we've probably described it as a mixed start, and that has left them in the middle of the table. So they've kind of finished sixth last season, had a great season, and would have been open to challenge again this year, which there's no reason why they won't. It's still early days, but they can take some encouragement by the fact that by some distance their best result and best performance of the season was when they knocked out Brighouse in the previous round. And Brighouse, as we've talked about on previous podcasts, had a really good start to the season, so that was a great win for Lancaster. That said, Darlington have picked up where they left off last season, currently third in National League North, going great guns. This was the only slight chink of hope for Lancaster is that Darlington, since the club have reformed, have been knocked out in the first qualifying round on two occasions. This is the first, obviously being exempt, they enter at the second qualifying round this season. So they've not had a great recent memories in the FA Cup since the club reformed. So there may be, you know, there may be a slight seed of doubt there, but they go there in great form, and yeah, they're massive favourites to progress.
And I've seen Darlington firsthand this season, and they're very impressive.
They're good.
There's two MPL Premier Division ties involving the letters M and N as well. Michelover Sports, they're hosting Stourbridge. Michelover Sports have had a better start to the season than Stourbridge. Stourbridge, they are blowing hot and cold, I have to be honest.
Very much so. Although we all know, of course, that they do love an FA Cup run. You know, they've reached the competition proper, which is that horrible phrase, a couple of times in the past few years. So they, you know, they've real fond recent memories of doing well in the FA Cup. Virtually nothing between them in terms of league records, like you say. But Michelover have had a much better start in terms of expectations than compared to last season. And they had a good win in the previous round against Spalding, who have been in really good form in Division 1 South. Not been great at home so far, Michelover. Lost two of their three home games. But I really think this is too close to call. It has replay written all over it.
And I think the next one's too close to call as well. Nantwich Town against Marine. A couple of weeks ago, I'd say, well, I fancy Marine in this one, but Nantwich have started to turn the screw a bit and are now starting to perform.
Yeah, and they had a good win at Ashton United in the previous round, although it did coincide with the announcement that Ashton's management team was leaving, and that was on the morning of the game or the night before the game. So it was, in the end, turned out to be a really good day to go there, and Nantwich made the most of it and had a good win. I think you're right. I think it's close to call. Nantwich have at least put behind them a horrible recent record. They had a great run in the trophy last year, but had really, really poor form in the FA Cup and knocked out at the first qualifying round stage in each of the last 4 years. So they've put that behind them. That said, their home form this season is horrible. They've lost all three league games at Weaver Stadium, which is a place that Marine like going. I had a little look this morning. Only lost one of their past six visits to the Weaver Stadium. So they'll think, we've got a chance here, now, which are really not doing the business at home this season. So maybe the away side slight favourites here.
Now, Lincoln United of Division 1 South, we're going to speak to Sam Wilkinson now. They've got a trip to Nuneaton Town, which on paper you'd think might be an upset here, but Nuneaton Town are always dangerous. And anyway, I spoke to Sam Wilkinson, and this is what he had to say. So, a really big game this weekend as our very own Lincoln United take a trip to Nuneaton Town of the National League North. And joining me now from Lincoln United, it's the manager, it's Sam Wilkinson. Hello, Sam, how are you?
I'm all right, Ben, thank you. How are you?
I'm all good, thank you. We'll get to this weekend's big match in a second or two, but firstly, a big congratulations for making it through to the second qualifying round. And you've done it in impressive fashion, I'm going to suggest. 6-1 win against Dunkirk in the last round, and then beating Carlton Town the round before that. It's been an impressive run so far for Lincoln.
Yeah, obviously we're really pleased about it. The Carlton game was a lot tougher than obviously the Dunkirk one. They made us really work hard for a win. First half, we wasn't great against Carlton. Second half, we managed to come from 1-0 down. So, you know, was obviously pleased with the result. And then Dunkirk, we started the game really well, scored after 41 seconds. And it really settled us down, to be honest. And we played some good stuff on the day.
I'm going to whisper it quietly. In fact, I'm not even going to say it. But going into this game against Nuneaton Town, Nuneaton aren't having the best of seasons at the moment in the National League North. They're not having the season they had certainly last season. What are you expecting from Nuneaton Town?
Well, we've had them watched, and I spoke to a couple of people about them as well. Apparently, they're in a false position, so we're not taking them. You know, obviously, they're still two leagues above us, so hopefully they'll take us lightly, but we're certainly not taking them lightly. And we know that they're going to be a really good side, and it's going to be a tough game. They won Tuesday, so, you know, they're on a little bit of a run, drew with Darlington last Saturday. So it's all looking a little bit better from their point of view, and I think they'll be full of confidence again after Tuesday's result.
And I think it was in the 90s Lincoln United got to the first round proper a couple of times in the 90s. What does a good FA Cup run mean for a club like Lincoln United? What would it mean to get through to the next round, well, and then even further, perhaps? What would it mean?
Yeah, I mean, we're only going to look, you know, obviously it's Saturday and it'd be great to go that far, but I know it's a cliche, but we are going to take one game at a time. But it would mean, you know, so much to the club financially, and it would help us, you know, it'd give us that stability for next year without the board working as hard as they do, you know, because there's a lot of volunteers down there, and they really do work hard to get finances to give us a decent budget.
Now, we'll plug the Nuneaton game one last time in a second or two, but just a quick question on the league form. Obviously, we're only five games into the season. It's very early days at the moment. Lincoln United had a hell of a season last season, just narrowly getting pipped in the playoff semi-final to Shore Lane 3-2. What's the target this year? Because you took over at the end of last season, didn't you? What's the target for this season coming up?
The target's the same as last year, really, just to be in and around the top half of the league and try to get into the playoffs, you know. That was always the target at the start of last season. And then, obviously, this season the same. You know, we haven't thrown loads of more money out to go and get promoted, but we believe we can get in the playoffs again and hopefully, you know, this time get promoted.
And what have you made of the league five games in? How have you found it so far?
Well, to look at the league, it gets tougher every year, and this year, you look at the teams who've come across or come in, you know, and they're all going to improve the league massively. So it's going to be harder, but sometimes it can be a good thing with the, you know, because everyone can beat each other. You might not need as many points to get into the playoffs this year. And also, we've played like five league games and there hasn't been a, you know, an easy game. If you look at a lot of the scores, I think apart from Kidsgrave on Saturday, all the scores are like 2-1s or you know, the odd goal winning, the team winning by the odd goal or draw. So, you know, that says to me that it's going to be really strong and really tough to get to the playoffs. But, you know, we do feel like we've got a good chance.
Well, speaking of good chance, I think you've got a good chance this weekend, Sam. I don't want to jinx it for you, but all the best of luck going to Nuneaton Town this weekend. On behalf of the listeners, we wish everyone at Lincoln United all the best this weekend, and we certainly hope you win.
Cheers. Thank you very much, Ben.
So the manager there at Lincoln United, Sam Wilkinson, on his team's chances of causing an upset away at Nuneaton Town. They are in a bit of a false position, Nuneaton, but I wouldn't put it past Lincoln United the way they've been playing in the FA Cup this season.
Yeah, two good wins to get to this stage. No pressure on them, no expectation on them. You'll know better than I do about why Nuneaton are in a false position. They obviously had a really good good campaign last year. They are favourites, but they just need to be a little bit careful.
Right. For those people wondering, why aren't Ossett Town on this week's show? Well, Ossett Town this weekend are hosting FC United, so I'm taking full advantage and going to interview Grant Black in person on Saturday, and that'll be featuring on next week's show. So that's the way I've decided to do it.
But okay.
Ossett Town against FC United. Now, for full disclosure, I'm an FC United fan, obviously.
Yeah.
But we've not been playing too great at the minute, and
no, and your away form's not good this season, is it?
We're not, home form's not that good either, to be honest. We're not doing great.
That's why you're 18th in the league. But so are Ossett, though, by the way. So yes. I mean, it's not like they've had a wonderful start. But that would give, if I was Grant Black, that would give me some encouragement. FC feeling a little bit fragile on their travels this season, and their best chance to get through is going to be this Saturday. I mean, if it went back to Broadus, I think FC would win comfortably, but and I think you will anyway, but that would be what I would be looking at if I was Ossett's manager.
Yes, I'm looking forward to this weekend, and you said delicate. I'm a real fragile character at the moment when it comes to with regards to FC United's form. It's not too good at the moment. But anyway, moving on, enough about my issues. So yeah, we'll be interviewing Ossett Town next week. They'll be featuring first on next week's show on Evo Stick Extra. Rushall Olympic, they'll be hosting Kettering, a good MPL versus Southern League ding-dong there.
I think this will be a great tie. I mean, they both had an encouraging start to the season. Kettering had a really good win in the last round, although they left it late just to squeeze past Leek in what was a really, really entertaining game. But they're in great nick away from home. We had a little this morning, won four of their five league games away from home and beat Leek at Leek. So they won't be daunted in the slightest at going to Rushall. Rushall's really good start has been spoilt slightly by the fact that they got absolutely hammered by Spennymoor last Saturday. So it's the classic, how will they react to that? But I think this will be really close. It'll be a really good tie.
Did you say Spennymoor? Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Spennymoor Town hosting Whitby Town this weekend.
And what a segue.
Exactly. We mentioned tie of the round being Blyth against Morpeth. You know what? I think this one's pretty high up there.
Yeah, definitely. Two teams that have had a really good start. Two teams that maybe wouldn't have expected to start as well, albeit for different reasons. Obviously, Spennymoor being newly promoted and Whitby obviously were battling against relegation last season. But they've had a great start. That said, if you'll indulge me a little shout out, they needed two attempts to knock Winsford United out in the previous round after drawing 3-3. Up on the coast, they then came down the following Monday and squeezed past Winsford after a replay. That's arguably the closest they've been pushed this season. But Whitby remain unbeaten in all competitions, so obviously go make a much shorter journey to Spennymoor in great form. Spennymoor, as we've become accustomed to, very, very formidable opponents on their own pitch, and that has borne out this season as well, unbeaten at home, without any question up there as one of the ties of the round.
Now, obviously, we've been accused over the years of being a very Manx-centric podcast. And, you know, we've identified two North of England fixtures there, which are on the wrong side of the Pennines, and, you know, as big, huge games involving Blyth, Morpeth and Spennymoor and Whitby. However, this one, on this side of the Pennines, is quite tasty, I'm going to suggest. Stockport County against Hyde United. I spoke to Darren Kelly on his views on this fixture. So, a very big game this weekend at Edgeley Park as Stockport County are hosting Hyde United. And joining me now to discuss this fixture more in depth, we're joined by the manager at Hyde United. It's Darren Kelly. Hello, Darren. How are you?
Hello, Ben. How are you doing? You all right?
I'm all good, mate. So, you're on your way to training now. It's a very big game this weekend. What are you thinking going into it?
As you said, it's a huge game. It's a game that, to be honest, is huge for many different, you know, reasons for the club. One, it's a local derby. Two, obviously, it's the FA Cup, and you know, there's a little bit of money in it for the club, which is always good, especially at this level. But again, you know what? I'm not afraid of the challenge. I believe in the squad that we have. I believe we will go there and do our very best. And fingers crossed, with a little bit of luck and our quality shining through, hopefully we can progress.
Now, I don't want to jinx it for you, Darren, but we all know Jim Gannon. We all know what his tactical nous he's got. He's a very, very good manager. But Stockport County at the moment, they are blowing a bit hot and cold.
Yeah.
What?
I hate it when you jinx me. I'm only messing. You know, at the end of the day, I'm not a big believer in, you know what, that's the past. We got to live in the present, you know. As you say, yep, fair enough, they might be hot and cold. I hope, yes, Saturday they're cold, and I think it's down to the fact of because of how we've performed. Ben, Jim's a great guy. I know Jim. I've played against Jim. I know what he's about. To be honest, I've done my work on Stockport. I've went and watched him a few times, like they've watched us, which I would expect. So I'm hoping Saturday we can have a few things up our sleeve, hopefully, that can go and cause an upset. Because that's what the FA Cup's about, Ben.
Absolutely. And when we talk about Hyde United have had a torrid few seasons.
Yes.
And this season, for me, talking to Berkey on 26-0 and that kind of thing, it seems to be the season for Hyde United to try and bounce back. And a result on Saturday would help that. What about your expectations this season for Hyde United more widely?
Yeah, to be honest, my expectations are very high. My expectations are quite simple. You go into every game with a mindset of winning. You know, as you say, and it's the way the club's been the last 3 years. It's been extremely difficult times where obviously three relegations in the bounce. And I want to bring back, I'm not going to say the glory days or anything like that. I'm a realist. But I want to bring back a winning mentality. I want to bring back smiling faces. You know, since I've come into the club, the way I've been made to feel welcome has just been something else. You know, I've come in, and it's one of those where the players that have got in there, you know, you look at the people behind the scenes, the volunteers and things like that. You know what? They're really special people at Hyde. And you know what? The start's been okay, but a big, you know, high standards, a big demand. I'm very demanding of the players, but, you know, I give them the responsibility. They undertake the task, whatever that may be, in terms of the opposition that we play. And I expect that. They know the roles and responsibilities within the team. And it's just overall trying to create that winning mentality. And yeah, let's be honest, Saturday would be huge for us, Ben. To be honest, nobody expects anything. You know, we're the complete underdog playing against a very big team who are two leagues above us, who are expected to win. Probably, you know, the majority of people will expect them to turn us over. But you know what? That's good. There's no pressure on us. So we'll just go and perform the way I, you know that we can. And fingers crossed after them 90 minutes on Saturday, fingers crossed, with a little bit of luck, hard work, endeavour and quality, that we can be in the next round of the Cup.
Well, Darren Kelly, manager at Hyde United, thank you for joining us. And on behalf of all the listeners, we really do wish you all the best of luck going into this weekend. We really mean this. We hope you win.
Brilliant, Ben. Just say a few prayers, fingers crossed.
So Stockport County against Hyde United at Edgeley Park on Saturday. This is a big game.
It's a huge game. It's what the FA Cup's all about. And I think if you're a Hyde supporter, you'd be really, really looking forward to this. A great chance to poke one of your neighbours in the eye, a big neighbour at that. Stockport have had an okay start to the season in mid-table in National League North. They'll certainly be expecting to
They expect a better. They've expected a better start than they've had.
So okay is probably a good description of it. I mean, they will be favourites to beat Hyde. Hyde have had coming back to that word again. They've had an okay start, but they've not won away from home yet. So that'll be a factor potentially here. Stockport did get knocked out at this stage last season though, which was their worst ever FA Cup run, if that's the right word. It was against Fylde, it's hardly a disgrace, but they have a recent history of bowing out at this stage. I just think it's great. It's set up great. It will be a great occasion, and it'll be interesting to see what Hyde can do.
Now, this next team have no issues, I think, finding this ground. It's Sutton Coldfield Town against Hereford. Hereford's second trip to this stadium. So any notion of, are they going to get used to the 3G pitch? I think that's gone out the window here. So this is a tough test for Sutton Coldfield Town. It's going to be a big payday, we have to say, as well. There's going to be a big crowd there. But what do you think for Sutton Coldfield's chances?
I think, like we said with Trafford, even though they were playing a lower-ranked team and the lower-ranked team were favourites in the shape of Bishop Morton, I actually think the lower-ranked team in the shape of Hereford are probably favourites to get through, with the greatest of respect to Sutton Coldfield. They will definitely be helped by the fact that they have played very recently on the 3G against Romulus. And to carry on the theme of shout-outs for teams who have been knocked out, Romulus are the only team this season to have stopped Hereford winning. They've won every single game in the league. So well done to Romulus for taking Hereford to a replay before bowing out. So Sutton took Coldfield, not won in the league yet, so a slow start to the season for them, although because of the issues they've had with the pitch, they've played more away games than they have home games. We have to bear that in mind. But I think it would be an upset if they knock Hereford out.
This one here, this is a big match. Tadcaster Albion against Farsley Celtic. That is up there too, I have to say, for tie of the round.
I think it's impossible to separate them. And we have a little bit of a guide in that they drew 0-0 in the league at Tadcaster a couple of weeks ago. So that, you know, they were evenly matched that day. Little bit of an incentive for Tadcaster to get through. If they do reach the third qualifying round, it will equal their best ever run. So that they'll be hoping to do that. They've not lost at home yet, so they'll feel good about that. But Farsley have had a great start to the season in the league, which we've touched on in other podcasts, and they've been in great form in the FA Cup, scored 9 goals in the 2 games and not conceded yet. At the risk of repeating ourselves, I think if you're making a list of ties of the rounds involving Northern Premier League teams, this one is definitely up there as well in the top 3 or 4 ties that we've mentioned.
And lastly for Saturday, we're coming to the end now, Andy, so you can have a lie down in a minute. Workington against Shildon. Workington they've been really subdued this season.
They've had a very, very weird start to the season. Had a really good win in the last round, knocking Warrington out convincingly, which I thought might then see them kick on, but it's not really happened. They've already lost at home against Blythe, you'd say no disgrace in that, and Barwell. And then on Tuesday, they became the first team this season to drop points against Frickley, and the manner in which they did it, conceding the last-minute goal, will just to kind of add to this sense that they are one of the surprises, I think, in the Premier Division of where they are in the table, and admittedly at early stages of the season. They seem to be struggling for goals, 10 goals in 8 league games. So if you're Shildon, who've already won 3 games to reach this stage, including a win against another Premier League team in the shape of Kendal, you might just be thinking we could make the most of Workington's indifferent start here. I mean, normally I wouldn't give them much of a chance, but I think the manner of conceding that late goal at Frickley means Workington will be even more kind of wary than they would have been anyway. So I think they're favourites, but not by as much as you might think.
And that is that all the fixtures involving MPL sides for the second qualifying round of this season's FA Cup, sponsored by Emirates, I have to say that. Do I? No. So, Simo, brilliant stuff that. Really enjoyed it.
Good. Let's see how many teams can get. I think we've got 31 MPL teams still in it, so about half the league. It'd be interesting to see how many can kick on.
Absolutely.
Let's see.
Just to say, obviously from your neck of the woods, it's a very, very busy period at the moment. Silly season, some would call it, considering the patch you cover has a population of about 60,000 people, and yet it seems to be the epicentre of the non-league world at the moment. Where's the best place to keep abreast of everything that's going on in Cheshire?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter @Simo_on_sport. I will be covering Witten's home game against Stalybridge in the second qualifying round on Saturday. Let's see if they can repeat the heroics of the previous round when they beat Buxton. So that's where I'll be next.
Andrew Simpson, thank you for joining us this week on Evo Stick Extra. Well, that's it for this week's Evo Stick Extra. We hope you've enjoyed this week's FA Cup special. A big good luck to every Evo Stick NPL side competing in this weekend's second qualifying round matches. We hope you all win. Remember, in the meantime, you can follow the show on Twitter, that's at NPL Show, and you can get involved with all the discussions and chatter on the old internet, that's at facebook.com/groups/ the NPL. But that's it for me for this week's show. A big thank you to all my guests for joining me. I've been Ben Hughes, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
On behalf of everyone here at the Evo Stick NPL show, we'd like to send our heartfelt condolences to the family of Daniel Wilkinson and everyone connected with Shaw Lane following the tragic news this past week. Saturday's game between Shaw Lane and Romulus will go ahead as planned. The ground will be open, though, earlier to give individuals and other clubs the chance to pay their respects.